Thank you for letting me play hooky again yesterday. It's becoming a bad habit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start calling your parents if this continues, because you're just getting F's all the way through.
Mom would love that, just to have a conversation with a lovely young person. Of course, Mom answers the phone. She's got call display. I don't know that number, but she'll answer it because she's just dying to talk to someone. Mom, don't do that. Mom.
Honestly, don't. I think I would enjoy the conversation even more than her. Like, I would just be like so excited to
So how was your Easter?
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of, how was your Easter?
Oh, my Easter was fabulous. Yeah, did my dad's on Friday, did Mr. Handsome's on Saturday, did my mom's on Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
And I also had Monday off, so I got to just watch a bunch of reality TV show while Mr. Handsome rolled his eyes at the fact that I watch reality TV shows.
You weren't really objecting to me not being able to be on the show yesterday then?
No, I wasn't. Like, right. I just looked up and was like, oh, it's about time to record. I know we said we would, but I was also sewing a pillow on the couch, so I wasn't like super burdened at the fact that you all weren't right. available.
Well, we're back at it now. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, online at yowshow.ca. And coming up after the break, let's find out if Zoe got sucked into an April Fool's prank. I sure did. It's on the way. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. At the moment, a mix of sun and clouds, and we've almost reached the high of 11 degrees. At night, mainly cloudy with a low of 2 degrees. Very early Wednesday morning, showers will occur. During the morning commute, expect wet snow, still with a temperature above zero, which is going to save us from deep trouble. Since the trouble that Wednesday and Thursday are giving us is more than enough, Environment Canada has issued a warning for Wednesday night into Thursday night. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John.
See ya!
So yesterday was April Fool's. Did you get sucked in?
I don't know. And if down with
Wait,
Webster...
You don't know?
No, I don't. Because I want to believe so badly, being a child of back in my day, that Down with Webster is coming back together and touring this summer, but they also did it on April Fool's. So
yeah,
now
don't do that.
I'm torn.
If it's legit, don't do it on April Fool's Day. Wait a day.
Yeah,
or wait till the afternoon.
They put in the comments several times that, like, no, this is real, but I don't know. Down with Webster, can you just like tell me, like, you don't have to tell everyone else if you want to keep this joke going, but just
when
tell
you
me.
Say it's real, you're just, all you're doing is you're feeding the trolls, right? You're
yeah,
you're calling out those people who, this is an April Fool's joke. No, it's not. No, it's for real. You're just trying to, you know, drag this thing on, in my opinion.
Yeah, but so I just like, please just hit me. I won't tell anyone. You can keep the joke going as long as you want.
I'm
just
Zoe.
Like,
I'm special. Tell me, please.
Can you either like pump me up and say, no, legit, this is real, or deflate my tires so that I don't get excited that you guys got back together?
So do we know definitively yet whether or not they're getting back together?
I don't know. I don't, again, like they posted, there's only one post on their Instagram page. It's this post and it's saying,
is it still there?
They're saying it's real. It's still there.
All right. Well,
I don't know. They said date's coming soon in the comment, or not the comment, but the description. Like, okay. Someone tell me. I just want to know or not know.
So I got sucked in big time, and I didn't even realize it. Well, first things first, credit where credit is due. OC Transpo did very, very well by announcing the new Bark.
Whoa.
I know.
I feel like this is the first time we've ever said OC Transpo has done something well in the entire podcast existence.
So all this to say, they do better at the stuff that is bullshit than they do at the stuff that is legitimate. They announced on April Fool's Day, Bark and Ride. So bring your dog with you. We'll look after the dog at the dog park while you get on the bus and do your thing, and your dog will be here when you get. Brilliant idea.
But it was a brilliant idea.
But it was an April Fool's joke. See, if the people who are doing the April Fool's jokes for OC Transpo were actually in charge, we may actually have a transit system that is you know, encouraging people to ride. Anyway, I fell for that. It took me a couple moments to realize, but the one that got me really, really good, Tim Hortons, and they
bringing the lid back.
Did you see that too?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, either they changed the plastic or this is fake.
And I was so excited because just, I want to say like 3 or 4 days after buying my truck, they changed the lids, right, to the lids that they've got now. Yeah. And 3 or 4 days after buying my truck, I went and I got a coffee. And they handed it to me out the window, and the lid stayed with the person working at Tim's. The cup came with me and the contents of the cup all over my brand new truck. So yeah, I have not been a fan of these lids. And I'm like yesterday going, oh, this is fantastic. I can go back to Tim's. I can get a coffee. I miss those lids. Thank goodness. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And it wasn't until this morning as I was having my Tuesday coffee, 24 hours later, I went, oh, right.
Yeah, that's pretty dirty of Tim Hortons, because they know how much we love those lids. And we don't care that you want to be like Starbucks. We want our old lids back so we can bite them with our teeth and do all the things. Like, just bring the lids back, man. Just bring them back. Just make them corn. I don't care. Make them paper, like straws, paper straws.
Just,
but
just
like
not
paper,
what you have now.
Just not currently what you have. And they know that, and they messed with us. And that's not okay with Canadians. It's not okay.
All right, coming up after the break, I'm going to run down some of the most fun April Fool's pranks pulled by some of the biggest companies in the world. That's on the way. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
I don't get April Fool's. Like, why... why does it have to exist? Like, I'm a gullible gal, okay? It's not okay. I'm gullible. This is not fair. It's a not fair day. And why do I sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
Who, by the way, has got his new Pop-Tarts movie coming out. It's called Unfrosted. Have you heard of this movie?
I have heard of it. I have not seen the trailer or seen the cast.
The trailer is awesome, Zoe. It just dropped, I want to say, well, he was on Saturday Night Live on the weekend. I want to say the trailer dropped Friday. It is pee your pants funny in the movie. So it's the story of the Pop-Tart.
Right? I mean, I've never thought that you can make a story about Pop-Tarts, but
you can.
But you can, and I'm kind of just like happy that Hollywood's not recycling one more thing this year. So I'm like, there you go.
So this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's got to be 100 celebrities who are part of this movie, just at the tip of the iceberg, okay? You've got Jerry Seinfeld. He wrote it, directed it, stars in it. Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Christian Slater, Bill Burr, Dan Levy, Sebastian Maniscalco, Cedric the Entertainer, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer. Just the tip of the iceberg.
So he literally just went out and got all of the absolute best comedians and was like, yeah, we'll make a hit together.
If they hung out with Jerry and they went and got coffee in cars... then yes, they're going to be on this Pop-Tart movie. May 3rd for that, by the way.
Fingers crossed it's just as good as the B movie.
I hope so. Back to April Fool's, which is how this conversation started. So some of the bigger companies on the planet had a little fun with April Fool's Day. I know you don't like April Fool's Day, but come on, you have to admit, these are pretty fun. So Green Giant Vegetables on April Fool's Day announced, I could just tell your reaction. Without even saying it, I know how you're going to react. Green Giant Vegetables announced cauliflower-flavored marshmallow peeps. Yep, that's the face I thought I'd get. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because it's
not necessary.
Funny.
Not
it's
for peeps
funny.
Or for cauliflower. Cauliflower didn't deserve that. Why would you do that to cauliflower like that? You did cauliflower dirty.
We're defending cauliflower. Oh, my God. Oreo, not to be outdone, April Fool's Day tweeted that from now on, the cookie and the cream would be sold separately.
That's a pretty good one.
Some assembly required, batteries not included.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they give you like IKEA instructions on how to build it.
New from Hasbro, right? Yeah. Aldi Supermarkets, they're in Scotland. This is genius. They came up with the Haggis Doss line of haggis flavored ice cream. That's pretty
funny. Never had haggis. It's got a reputation, that's for sure.
It's the stomach.
No, I understand. Right. It's just like with spices and vegetables, like, it could probably taste, I've just never had it, so I don't know if it tastes good or not. Like, you know, I'm a knock it, don't knock it till you try it kind of person.
I'm not trying it. Like, so
people say they like it. Other people say they don't like it. So I'm just kind of like, I hope one day it'll come up as an option for me. But
as an ice cream, it's a definite
no. Hell no. Yeah, any meat flavored that should not be meat flavored. Come on.
But good on them. That's a fun little play on words.
Very fun.
Post cereal and Kraft announced multicolored Fruity Pebbles mac and cheese.
So they're trying to like put the Flintstones Fruity Pebbles and Kraft dinner together.
You get your vitamins and your Kraft dinner. You're
good. Don't touch the Kraft dinner.
Heinz, the ketchup people, on April Fool's Day had this one. Heinz ketchup shampoo. You know, and I know, that we got people listening to this show right now who would absolutely try that.
Yeah, Chris Father Gilbride. Yeah. Just to call you out, buddy. We know you do.
Is it wrong? That's exactly who I was thinking of. And my favorite came from Velveeta on April Fool's Day.
I've never had Velveeta. Is it good?
If you like fake cheese, yeah, it's one
I
of
like
the better
Kraft
ones.
Singles, but I don't know if that's fake cheese.
Yeah,
you
probably
not.
Like Velveeta then.
Okay.
They invented a line for April Fool's Day. They invented a line of V by Velveeta skincare products, including cheese-based moisturizer, renewal serum, and nourishing night cream.
I mean, there are creams that use milk, so it's not a far stretch.
Fair enough.
But I don't know if I want to smell like blue cheese all day. I don't think anyone does. That's
your dog wants you to.
True.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Celebrating small wins on a regular basis can have a significant impact on your self-esteem as well as your motivation in life. In fact, it acts as a reminder of your capability to achieve your objectives and goals in addition to making positive changes in your life. This practice helps you embrace a growth mindset where you view challenges as opportunities for development, further empowering you to pursue your ambitions with confidence and gratitude for your journey. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you, and none of them are an April Fool's joke, so don't worry about it.
What was that last part?
None of them are an April Fool's joke, so don't worry about it.
I was too busy doing the wiki wikis. I wasn't really tuned in. I wasn't expecting that from you. Just a couple of quick news nuggets for you. There's been a pregnant cat hanging around the Ottawa airport for some time, and they've been concerned, of course, because the cat's pregnant, and they don't want it on the tarmac, and they don't want it, you know, getting on a plane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, they have found the cat after an 11-day search, so she is safe now.
Do you want to know how they found it?
Yeah. How?
They just kept following the yows.
Yow. Podcast.
Yow.
Podcast.
Oh, but it was Zoe. In pain, probably, because it was giving birth.
Oh, Zoe, you make me laugh. Even in news headlines, you make me laugh. All right, Lansdowne 2.0. What does that mean? The old north side stands. They're going to bring them down. They're going to demolish the hockey rink as well. The hockey rink would move to the east end zone. A new smaller north side stand is proposed with condos. Well, that development faces committee vote tonight, FYI.
Well, bleep. Hey. The rest of Ottawa talking. Could you please just like not shoot it down for once? Much appreciated.
I don't know how I feel about the whole thing. I'm wondering why we're investing in anything to do with football at all, but that's because you and I have had many conversations about it.
Yeah, but they do other things in football there.
Like what?
City folk? The wiggle waggle walk?
No! Yeah, we need a new grandstand Escapade? For the wiggle waggle walk.
You never know.
This is not an April Fool's Day joke, as Zoe prefaced this segment with. Mm-hmm. Looks like we're in for about 25 centimeters of snow Wednesday, Thursday.
That's it. I'm done.
Me too.
Done. Where was Finn with this information sooner? I've packed all my parkas.
Oh, he's Finn. Yeah, he's got the information. Believe me, we'll get Finn on with the latest update throughout the week. Of course, I just cleaned up the yard on the Easter long weekend of all the dog poop and stuff. So it's rare. It's good to go. I got flowers sprouting. Let's bring on some snow. And the carbon tax, of course, went up on April 1st.
I was really hoping that was a joke.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
Yeah.
It's not. And now they're saying the price of oil is going to skyrocket come mid-April. So if you're paying $1.60 now, get ready for it to really hurt in a couple of weeks. And that will have nothing to do with the carbon tax, except for the fact the carbon tax is calculated on the base price. So you're paying more on top of the already more. And the Sens are in action tonight. Like five in a row they've won now? Woohoo!
I know. Like, it's like, I don't know if they're making the playoffs, obviously. I don't want to say it. I still hold out hope.
They're not making the playoffs.
You never know. But
Zoe, they're not making the playoffs. But they're fun to watch. Even I'm watching.
Yeah.
They are in Minnesota. Game time tonight is 8. Go Sens!
Woo!
YowShow.ca, YowShow.ca. We try and talk as much about Ottawa as we can, but sometimes we find things that just have universal appeal. The most inappropriate topics to discuss at work. Zoe, you work in an office.
Yeah, I've probably crossed off most of this list of things I shouldn't talk about. But here we are.
It's been a while since I've been in an office, 10 years or so. But yeah, I'm probably guilty of 1, 2...
I'm just an oversharer.
Well, this is according to a survey of more than 1,000 workers by a personal finance website called Insurance Quotes. These are the most inappropriate topics to discuss at work. Zoe, don't do this. Zoe.
Go do this. Okay, noted.
Do not discuss your salary ever with coworkers.
They do that. No, that's why we have such salary gaps. You should discuss it.
I knew you felt that way too, but it says right here, don't do it. 42% of people in the workplace find that very off-putting.
Oh, well, that's fine if you find it off-putting, but then don't be upset when I get a higher pay than you do.
Well, how do you find out if you're not talking about it?
I have ways.
Oh, I see. Well, that may tie into number 3. The thing you don't want to do at work, you do not want to gossip about a coworker. 57% of coworkers say they hate that. They hate the gossip.
They say that, but then they sit back and enjoy the tea when it comes. Let's stop lying. Stop lying.
It's a love-hate thing. I lied on the survey. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And then I went and gossiped about a coworker who probably is responsible for the survey.
Or they sat there and just listened to the gossip about a coworker.
Drug use. Not to be discussed in the workplace. Now, I don't know. They don't define, like, is that your personal drug use? Like, are you walking up to, you know, Fred at work going, man, I got so stoned last night, man. Hey, Fred, we should, you know.
Man, I hit the smack hard over the weekend. You're like, Jesus.
Spare me a gummy, Fred. Come on, man.
That checks out. Probably shouldn't talk about that, even though it's legal for Canadians.
And Germans now, too, as of yesterday.
Welcome to the club.
We got the carbon tax. They got weed. Still doesn't mean you can fly with it, by the way. You got to buy it there.
No.
What do you think the number one most inappropriate topic you could bring up in the workplace is? The number one thing people said we don't want to hear about that from coworkers.
Your sex life.
You got it. Hey, if you're looking for some fun tonight, free, you heard it correctly, free stand-up comedy at No Forks Given. The comedians who do this show tell us time and time again, it is one of their favorite rooms in the city. If you like comedy that is interactive and you become part of the show where the comedians are doing crowd work, there's no better place to see a comedy show than No Forks Given. 191 Somerset Street East, right across from Ottawa U. Zoe, you've been there. You love that place.
Yeah, I might even come tonight just because my schedule's kind of open. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. I just got to help my mom with a thing or two, but I can give her a hard cutoff of like 7:30, 7:15, whatever, and just make my way down.
Oh, I'd love to see you.
I'd love to see you too. Yeah. And Tavis. We missed Tavis.
Yeah, Tavis. Where are you on the show today, Tavis?
We missed you today, Tavis.
It's all good. Listen, these are some of the top comedians, and we can give you the names. We know you probably don't know a lot of these names, but suffice to say, Ottawa's comedy scene is so good at the Junos, not this past Sunday, but the week before. It was an Ottawa comedian who won the Juno for Best Comedy Album. That's how good the comedy is in your nation's capital.
Yeah, it's ballin'.
So, yes, that. So if you'd like to go to a club and pay money to see these comedians, you can do that.
Waste your hard-earned dollars.
Right? You need that.
Not waste, but use them.
Money's tight. You need that money to pay the carbon taxes now. So come to the free show. 8-ish is when things get underway. You just waltz in, grab yourself a seat. Zoe's got a whole table of haters that go there every single week.
Yeah, I guess I'll be sitting with them this time. We'll probably end up going alone, to be honest.
But oh my goodness, the burgers are out of this world. I'm in love with their fries. You know, they also have, their chicken wings.
I've been eating out all weekend, and I
why stop now?
Oh, I know, that's the problem, though.
But eat light like I do, because I would gravitate to those burgers in a heartbeat. You know I love my No Forks burgers, but their chicken wings are really, really good as
well. I need to get a hot dog.
We do need to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Decisions.
But I'm just going to not eat from now till then. I'm going to show up super pissed off because I'm hangry, but then like just give me a hot dog and like a minute and I'll be fine.
That's exactly who we want in the audience for a comedy show. Someone who's pissed off and hangry.
It's just hangry, but it gives a pissed off vibe.
If you want to make a reservation, you can certainly do that as well. Limited number of seats, but noforksgiven.ca. We hope we see you tonight. Thanks for tuning in for Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman online at yowshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.